It's time for another Castle Country Focus interview on KOAL 107.3 FM and 750 AM. I'm Dave Hokanson. Joining me today in studio, I've got Amanda McIntosh with the Hope Squad of Carbon, Emery, and Grand County, and Sarah Gordon from the Ponderosa Restaurant over in Huntington. They've got a big event coming up on March 12th. It's QPR training. So we're going to talk with Amanda and get the idea behind what QPR training is. Amanda does these all the time, and it's great information to have kind of just in your toolbox, your back pocket, to help anybody that might be in crisis, or maybe you can just kind of talk them through some things. And then Sarah's got a story to tell us about it, and then is going to invite everybody out and give you the details of the event itself. Amanda and Sarah, thank you so much for joining us this morning.
Thank you for having us.
Thank you.
All right, Amanda, we're going to start with you. Let's talk about QPR training and what it really and truly is.
Awesome. Thank you. So QPR is it's about a 1.5 hour evidence-based suicide prevention training, and it stands for Question, Persuade, Refer. Within this training, you learn the statistics around the states, United States, and then we bring it local into Utah and Carbon and Emery Grand Counties. And then we talk about the most common signs for depression and suicidal ideation. We teach how the appropriate way or the safe way to question someone's suicidal intent, persuade them to live and to get help, and then when and whom to refer them to for resources locally.
And this is, we talk about it all the time. Sadly, this is a problem in our area, isn't it?
Yeah. Our data for 2023 was not good. It was higher in 2023. People that we lost to suicide was higher in 2023 than we have seen since 2013, 2014. And that is something that we're looking at the state level, but also local level. Where are we missing messaging? Where are we missing people and potential areas or scopes of people that we can get this training in the hands of? What's so important about this training is that it really does give you the resources necessary to help somebody in a suicidal crisis. And everyone wants to believe that it would never happen to them, right? It's one of those things that we don't want to ever believe that would happen to us. But the chances that you or someone you know is suffering from depression or suicidal ideation is high. And so we want to make sure that we get those resources. 988, Live on Utah, the American Foundation for Suicide Prevention, the Hope Squad of Carbon, Emery Grand Counties, NAMI Utah. We want to make sure that those resources are just as available in our homes as 911 or, the poison control number or things like that. So this training will give those resources and hopefully spread enough hope and safe messaging to bring down our numbers for people dying by suicide.
All right, Amanda, you've brought Sarah Gordon with you. I'm going to kind of let you introduce Sarah, and then we'll talk to her about her story.
So Sarah Gordon and I met on World Suicide Prevention Day. We had a candlelight vigil at the Price Peace Gardens, and I just fell in love with her and her family. As a survivor of suicide loss, we connected immediately, and we wanted to do something together for the Emery County community. And she so graciously offered up the Ponderosa Grill, and so I will let Sarah talk a little bit about her story.
Hi. So I guess my story, where I come to this, is because I lost my son a year ago by suicide. His name's Trevin Brazier, and I feel like I wished I would have had some of these resources, some of these skills. Like when I went to this last QPR training, I learned some questions I could ask, some how to help him make a plan. And honestly, it's helped me with my daughter. It's helped me with talking with other people who have mental health problems. And I personally have mental health problems, so it was really insightful to me. So as hard as it is, like sharing my story and everything, I really want to help anybody who can and bring this help to the community and offer a place. If you come, we're offering you a discount on food. It's 20% off. And there's also some free things that you get. And that are fantastic. My other son saw and is like, I want to come. So he's going to come and bring friends. And we just really hope to pack the house to help get this information out there to help somebody. Because every family, if you think about it, is touched by mental health.
They truly are. And you know, Sarah, if you'll step back up there again really quick. The thing that Amanda and I talk about all the time is the fact that we're not going to get to the core of this issue until we can talk about mental health, like we talk about somebody that has heart disease or diabetes or anything like that.
Yes.
And that's another step. These QPR trainings are another step in that. And the other thing that Amanda always refers to is it's a family, and that's why she enjoys doing these things. Have you felt that like family and kinship with all these people, and and you have all these other resources? It's kind of amazing, isn't it?
Yes, I have. I felt since my son took his life, I have felt a family community just buoyed up and help. I wish I would have had my eyes open sooner before he took his life, to have maybe gone to one of these trainings or to have heard about these resources more so that I would have known to turn to them when he was still here. Like, I hate that I'm doing it behind the fact, but it's better late than never. And so I'm hoping through the loss of his life, it can hopefully save somebody else's life.
And that's really what it's all about, isn't it?
Yeah.
All right. Thank you so much
for
coming in and sharing with us. Amanda, step on up there and let's get the details of it. Once again, this is March 12th.
Yes, Tuesday, March 12th.
The Ponderosa Grill.
Ponderosa Grill, starting at 6 o'clock p.m. And Sarah alluded to some free stuff that I will have that evening for anybody that comes and attends the QPR. Again, it's about a 1.5 hour long presentation. They will walk away with a 52-inch long barrel hard gun case and an ammo box that, you know, because we just want to make sure that if you're a gun owner, that you're a safe gun owner and that we're keeping our ammunition separate from our firearms just in case of a suicidal emergency or crisis, that the access to lethal means is difficult, right? If we can get some time between somebody in a suicidal crisis and their choice of lethal means, the chances of them surviving that crisis greatly increases. And so pushing out gun locks, gun cases, ammo boxes is super important to our mission. And so come out, get a free gun case or ammo box, and you know, discount on some delicious food, super yummy food, and you know, walk away with your bellies filled and your mind and heart filled with resources.
All right. So this is one of those things, though, just show up. You're not needing to RSVP or anything like that. Just come out there that night and get ready for, you know, this great
community. I challenge our community to pack the Ponderosa Grill. What is your capacity at Ponderosa?
So last time we did it in a room that holds about 20 people, but we have another room that will hold up to 80 people. So let's just come on.
Yes. I challenge our community members in Carbon and in Emory County, come. You will be better for it, and you're going to walk away with, you know, with some sweet swag and a yummy meal and really great information that you can hold in your back pocket as a just-in-case insurance policy.
All right. Once again, Amanda McIntosh with the Hope Squad of Carbon, Emory, and Grand County. And Sarah Gordon, thank you so much for coming in, sharing your story, and letting us know all about this great event that's coming up on March 12th. Ladies, thank you once again.
Thank you, Dave.
Thank you.
Now, for more information on interviews like this, you can always check out our website, castlecountryradio.com, and listen for Castle Country Focus on KOAL 107.3 FM and 750 AM.